He took quite a bit of that out, though. So let's. Did you go taste it? See what's in it?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and in liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Here.
Councilmember Hanser?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Thank you.
First item of business is our consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, including minutes, claims, and payroll summary.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda for the minutes of the September 9th regular meeting, claims, and payroll summaries.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion by the council? Any discussion from the public? Please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
So when you're running it, I guess I have a question. Do you vote as well?
Yes.
I didn't ask that before. Sorry. Councilmember Hanser?
Yes. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Could we start with our departmental reports, please? Assistant Officer Egan. Assistant Chief.
Okay. Council members, you have Chief's first report. We have a couple more arrests. We have somebody for assault and then a theft over the weekend. So, other than that, any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, council members. You guys also have my report. Is there any questions regarding it?
Apologies that I couldn't be there.
That's okay. There was enough work for him, so it worked out good. A lot of good input.
And we got our new AEDs. Yay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Rita.
Good evening, members of the council. You have my report. I just want to add that they also did fire prevention to the not preschool kids, the daycare, and also a presentation at the middle school. Same as really busy this month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Any other comments, questions? Mm-hmm. I think I'll have you know you were the buzz at the library. Fire prevention.
Oh, let's say no. Did you do the library too?
No, but they were talking about it at the library. Oh yeah, fire prevention.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Puts a lot of effort into it.
He does. You must have taken the fire truck out. The new one to the schools and stuff.
Did they take it?
Yes, they were. It looked good. Three firemen in it.
I think it was in one too.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay, nice. Public Works Director Zent.
I would hope I
council members, I handed out another report. This was an update by KLJ that they sent to me Friday afternoon. Actually, I got it Monday. He made the observations Friday. Some of the work is getting done. It looks like some of it, as he noted on here, they still have not, done their completion work. It's not done. I mean, we're far from it. We got a lot left to go out there. And And Andy, the guy that's doing this, is he's on top of him. Like I say, you read through this, he's got 300 pictures that he took. Mm-hmm. So he's doing quite the job.
There's a lot to take pictures of. All this
data comment. He's doing a good job. So we're holding him to it. And like I say, just so you're aware that, you know, that KLJ and us are doing our due diligence, making them take care of their issues that they've got left out there. So,
when do you think it would wrap up?
Oh, actually, the painting of the stripes and that's going to be a while. They don't have a date set on when they can get that guy in there. from what I understand, there's basically like two trucks that do this painting that they're using, this epoxy paint. So that part I can't tell you. If they get after it, I'm going to say I'm hoping for a couple weeks and they will be done with everything else, pretty much, would be my guess right now. Depends on how much they get after it, too. I mean, yeah. So.
And one reason I ask is we just paid $605.
Right, but we haven't finished the substantial completion yet. I mean, we got that's still out there that was supposed to be done. We let that slide a couple days. Final completion is coming up here, I think, in another week. We won't have the final completion then either, so they won't get paid all the way. We're withholding our money back.
I want to just say thank you for all the work you've put into the coal board grant from the North End booth, and also for showing up for the cemetery project, which council may have noted we did receive $120,000 for that.
Yeah, that was good. We lowered it because of the cost. We kept it at 30% or 31% of what the cost was. So the mayor lowered that request to them, and they approved that. And they've been getting after it this week. I mean, they got the scoria all hauled off. They had a Rimrock, their company on buildings, test the compaction. So they're getting ready to haul the rock back in. So they're moving right along. We did have a little mishap. Our 2-inch sprinkler line ran underneath the road and they hit that, but we didn't know it was running, so it was like, oh, okay. So, but we buried it underneath where they're paving and let them able to keep working anyway. So, but everything's so far has been going really good on that. I've been pleased with the work they've done out there.
Anyone else? Any other comments?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. You betcha.
Okay. Either of you ladies care to make a remark on anything that Michelle turned in?
We only saw her for part of a day yesterday. There's not really an odd report.
Okay. All right. You notice the mayor also turned in his expense report that's on there. The other thing is, just on my part, is that Ezra Graham, who has been doing an article on Colstrip, just trying to lay out both sides, did make a visit down here to Colstrip, and he was really impressed. He said he was very impressed. Just the community, parks, the roads, he saw the new paving, the chip seal. He was just like, wow. I mean, the policing, everything, he just was like, It's everything people said it is. He was really impressed. So, good job, guys. You all worked super hard to make that happen. So, I personally was just like, thank you. So, because he followed up with me real quick on one last thing. He's like, man, it was everything they said it is. So, and I know it's just because you people out there doing a lot of hard work. So, time for public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? Anything that's not on the agenda? Okay, public comments closed. We have no public hearings tonight. We do have a special presentation. Is that correct, Mr. Atchison? Or not tonight? Not tonight? Okay, we have no special presentations tonight. Thank you. There is no unfinished business. So at this point, we will move on to new business. We have a Precision Highway Contractor guardrail repair. I would entertain a motion to approve our contractor guardrail repair.
I make a motion that we approve the contractor guardrail repair. I was looking for a number, I guess.
$20,500 the projects together.
The whole shooting
now. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I did not put that in. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay, that's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Just so you are aware, the first two, the Pine Butte Drive and Highway 39 and the Pine Butte Drive and Power Road repairs, they are DUIs that happened this summer. And so the police and then our lawyers wanted the cost from us to get that repaired and so we could bill them back. They want to charge the people with it. So that's why one of the reasons why I did go this way of getting an exact cost and got a bill. We can get reimbursed. We're not the Willow Avenue, that's been like that for a couple of years, and so I thought I'd throw them in while we had them here to get that taken care of. So
that's a smart way to do it. Thank you. Is there any public comment?
So the one that's not a DUI, you wouldn't expect any trouble?
No.
Get collection on that.
No. From you, I would expect trouble.
All right, keep it civil, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
ready?
Okay, could we have a vote, please?
Councilmember Rosender?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business that needs to come to the attention of the council? Anything that should be proposed for the agenda upcoming meetings?
Growth policy should be coming up real soon.
Pardon me?
The growth policy.
Okay.
Adoption.
Okay. And the note I noticed on the last growth policy I received that I saw all the notes that Michelle had painstakingly made, and I still had a copy with no. None of those changes.
They sent it out this week, but okay. The only thing he has to make an update to is something that Michelle has to get back to him. It's just some numbers, so it's almost complete.
Oh,
yep.
I understand. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, if there's nothing else that needs to come to the council, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Sweet. Yes.